This goes to PACE, P-A-C-E, fax 989-953-5801, regarding Paulette, P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E, Hagerman, H-A-G-E-R-M-A-N, date of birth September 5th of 1959. To whom it may concern, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Hagerman with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and a congenitally absent left kidney, and COPD. Her last visit was January 24th of this year. She reports that she was outside at a summer festival in June of this year and had a heat stroke. She originally went to Greenville, but they didn't have a bed for her, and so she was sent to Grand Rapids Blodgett and stayed in the hospital for a few days until she recovered from the heat stroke. She's feeling better now, although she cannot tolerate the very hot weather. She has lost 6 pounds since her last visit. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion and at rest, secondary to her COPD. She has a dry, non-productive cough without purulent material or hemoptysis. No chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the spironolactone, 25 milligrams once daily. Also Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily. A new medication is Topamax, 10 milligrams, one twice a day. She's also on Lasix, 20 milligrams daily for the chronic edema. Magnesium is 250 milligrams twice a day, and Lyrica, 200 milligrams twice a day for diabetic neuropathy. Physical examination, weight 277 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, 126 over 68, pulse is 60, neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no JVD. Lungs are clear with the prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails or wheezes. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, obese, non-tender. Extremities, one plus edema in feet and ankles bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 13th of this year, 2022. Creatinine is stable at 0.88. Estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Her glucose was 182. Calcium was 9.4. Hemoglobin 15.0 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Her hemoglobin A1C is 6.7. Urinalysis, negative for blood and 100 plus protein. Assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels, congenitally absent left kidney, hypertension currently well controlled, and COPD. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.